2 Samuel chapter number 9 this morning. When you found your place, let's all stand in reverence to reading of God's word this morning. 2 Samuel chapter number 9. The Bible says, "And David said, Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may shew him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba," some say Ziba, "and said, when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, Art thou Ziba? And he said, Thy servant is he. And the king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show kindness of the God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son which is lame on his feet." Now watch this, verse number 4 said, "And the king said unto him, Where is he?" What are you going to do when God asks where you're at? Amen. Are you hearing me this morning? He said, "Where is he?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he is in the house of Machir, and the son of Amiel in Lodibar." Then the king sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, and the son of Amiel from Lodibar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was coming to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, "Mephibosheth," and he said, and he answered, "Behold, thy servant." I love what these next verses say right here. Of course, I love it all, but I like these especially. "And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, Where is thy servant that thou shouldest, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am?" The king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, "I have given unto the master's son all that pertaineth to Saul and to his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said unto the king, "According to all that the Lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do." And as for Mephibosheth, said the king, "He shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons." I'm about to have a fit up in here, amen. "And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micaiah, and all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. And so Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both feet." Let's pray. Father, in the name of sweet Jesus this morning, God, Lord, I sure do need your help this morning, Lord, how to break forth the bread of life. Lord, would you deal with each one accordingly? God, you sure are good. We sure thank you, Lord, for this marvelous place you've set aside. God, that we could come together to have church, Lord. Father, I love you and I thank you. Thank you for this dear pastor and his flock here, Lord, that you'll touch and bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I want you to notice something here. We have an account of a man named Mephibosheth. Amen. Mephibosheth, he was born into a family that had a lot going for him. Would you agree with me? Amen. Nod your little Baptist head up and down. I'm an atmospheric preacher. If you don't nod your head or wave your head, do something, I'm going to think you're asleep and I'll throw a songbook at you. Amen. But listen what I'm saying here. Listen. His grandfather was Saul. Amen. Listen, there was a, they were a royal family. How about that? Listen, he came from a royal family. They were also a rich family, if you will, amen. And they were a respected family of that day, amen. But Mephibosheth had a lot to look two, but then his life was turned upside down. Amen. Listen, his father and his grandfather were killed. In a short amount of time, this man, he lost his home, he lost his heritage, and he lost all those things that are dear to his heart. Can anybody relate to that? Amen. Have you ever been in a situation where it seemed like it all fell apart? You got to understand who I preach to. You got to understand I preach to hurting people. You got to understand, listen to me, church, this morning, we sit on a pew and we act like that we don't ever have nothing go wrong in our life. But I promise you, sitting in this building this morning, each one of us have something in our life or in our past that has turned our life upside down. Amen. Somebody help me right there. Amen. It's all right to say amen. But listen, what I'm saying, listen, within himself, there was no way out of his misery. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in a situation where it's all fell apart? Man, you're sitting there and you're thinking, how in the world am I ever going to get out of this? Amen. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with homecoming? Just hang on, amen. Buckle up and hang on, amen. I got something for you this morning, amen. Listen, he thought, how could I get out of this misery? Until chapter number 9 rolls around and a king comes into his life. Amen. Thank God for the day that a king came into my life. Say amen right there. Amen. Somebody going to have to wipe and dust and clean when I get done. I'm a slobber and spits a flying, but that's all right. Amen. Hey, but what I'm saying, listen, you remember the day that King Jesus come into your life. Amen. You remember when you was crippled by sin. You remember when you was down and out and you had nowhere to go. Somebody help me right there. Amen. And it seemed like your life was over, amen. But a king came in chapter number 9 and changed all of that for Mephibosheth, amen. Thank God for the day, preacher, that King Jesus made a difference in my life. Somebody help me right there, amen. If I blow out, just kick me to the side. Brother Jim, if you can read my notes, carry on preaching, amen. That's all right. But listen, what I'm saying, listen, I'm trying to help you this morning. This king takes him to his own house. I'm about to have fit up in here. Hey, you know where you're sitting at this morning? You're sitting in the king's house, amen. You're sitting in a special place this morning, amen. This is the king's house, amen. Listen, he takes him not only to his house, but he sets him at his table. Ain't that good, amen? He's sitting at the king's table, amen. With the help of the Lord and that thought in mind, I want to look at this account of Mephibosheth in this message I've titled, Eating at the King's Table, the Table of Grace. The Table of Grace. Are you listening to me? Listen, honey, we ain't so far up north, y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Some of y'all look at me like, well, you know what, amen. Hey, man, listen to me. Well, I'm saying, hey, I'm trying to help you this morning. Aren't you glad for the table of grace this morning? I mean, look around and look at where you're at. Not all of us came from the same backgrounds. Not all of us have the same story. Not all of us this morning are at the same growth levels. But here we are, amen. We're at the king's house, amen. Ain't that good, amen? Hey, we're at the king's house. Old Mephibosheth got to eat. He probably thought, I'll never get to sit at that table. He used to sit at it, but now he's not sitting at it. He's in a place, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But now he's eating at the king's table. Four times tables mentioned. Verse number 7, my table continually. Verse number 10, always at my table. Verse number 11 said, eat at my table as one of the king's sons. That's where I get the title from. He got to sit at the king's table as one of the king's sons. Amen. Ain't that good? Amen. Oh, listen to me. Number one, I want you to notice the situation. situation. Amen. I want you to notice, number one, the situation. I look at verse number one. Let's read there. And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness? That word kindness right there means, are you ready for this, church? It means mercy. Amen. It means mercy. Aren't you glad this morning, glory to God, that God showed you mercy? Why do we act like God owes us something when he don't owe us nothing? But hallelujah, praise be unto God. I said God showed us mercy. We'd all ought to be in hell with our back broke. Say amen right there. Amen. Oh, listen to me. I'm telling you this morning. Oh, Mephibosheth had a situation sitting in this church room here tonight. I'm preaching like it's camp meeting. Amen. And this morning, amen, are setting people that have every kind of situation under the sun. Amen. Everybody sitting here this morning has a situation. And the Bible says, let's go and read that verse number 3. And the Bible said, and the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son which is lame on his feet. Now, the first time we hear of Jonathan, we read back chapter 4, he'd been dropped. But now we're reading about Mephibosheth, and the Bible says, and he was lame on his feet. Now, I want to look up in here at me, friend. I'll tell you something this morning. There's one thing I do not want you to know about me. I do not want you to know my lameness. Amen. I don't want you to know the things in my life that are failures. I do not want you to know the things in my life that have not went very well, that has left me lame on my feet. Oh, I got it. Y'all got it figured out up here in Warrington. Amen. Y'all all got it going on up here in Virginia. Say amen right here. You say, preacher, what time? Well, you got money in the bank. Everything's took care of. Amen. Listen, the Washington Nationals are coming knocking on your door wanting you to play baseball. Whatever that another name of that team. I still know them as the Redskins. And I'm going to say Redskins. Amen. They want you to come and play. Amen. Biden is calling you, asking you for advice. And you got it all figured out. And you ain't got no problem. Oh, that's not true, is it? Amen. Everybody's got some lameness. Amen. And listen, and it said he had lameness. In the Bible said, verse number 4, and the king said unto him, where is he? Where is he? Where are you this morning, church? Amen. I look up in here at me. Where are you this morning? He said, preacher, where in the world did you come from? Amen. Are you listening to me? All I know is one way. Just preach it like it lays. Amen. I'm trying to help you this morning understand that Mephibosheth had a situation. Amen. And the king said, where is he? I say, glory to God for the day when the king of heaven said, where is Jim? Where is preacher at? Before he was a preacher, amen. Hey, so many times, Brother Tom, we forget. Somebody help me right there. Hey, we forget where God has brought us from. Oh, we forget that we was wretched sinners, lost and undone without God, on our way to a devil's hell. And God said, where is he? Amen. Where are you at this morning? Well, his situation, verse number 4 said that, where is he? Now look what it says. Ziba said unto the king, behold, he's in the house of Makar, the son of Amiel, in Lodibar. Let me say his situation. Can I give you a little definition here about Mephibosheth's name? His name means dispeller of shame or destroying shame. How about that? His background is shame. Let me tell you something, friend. Our name, your name, I don't care whose name, our name was nothing but shame. Somebody help me right there, amen. Our name brought no good. When you was lost and undone, somebody said your name, and it didn't mean a thing. Amen, ain't that right, amen? Oh, listen, dispeller of shame, destroying shame, a feeling or a condition or a cause. How about that? Anybody feel like you're ashamed? anybody feel like that you was ashamed, or maybe you brought shame, or you listen to me, you're a cause of shame, amen. That's what Mephibosheth's name means. It also means an idol. How about that? His situation, can I say this morning, he was lame. He was lame. Verse number 3 said that, and I got into that a little bit, by a fall. Look at chapter 4, verse number 4. Watch what the Bible says, amen. And the Bible says here in 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse number 4, and the Bible says, Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son lame on his feet when he was 5 years old, and the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel. The nurse took him up and fled, and came to pass, he made him haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth. Can I say this morning, he was lame by a fall. I want to tell you something, honey, you and I, hey, we was lame by a fall. Say amen right there. Hey, listen, he was being took out and he fell. Listen, honey, our great, 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 great grandfather, Adam, he fell. Through Adam, all are sinners. Amen. Are you with me this morning? Amen. Oh, listen, I'm trying to help you. He's lame by a fall. Lame. How about this? The word lame means stricken and smitten. You know what our problem is as churches anymore? We forgot where we came from. We forgot about the God of heaven that said, where is he? We forgot about that lameness, amen. We forgot about how we were stricken and smitten. Somebody help me right there. Now, I told you, I'm an atmospheric preacher. You don't say amen. Chicken's going to get cold, amen. We'll be here at supper time. Amen. Are you listening? Brother Jim wants to take me and Miss Paula to move through, amen. Or move through might dry up before I get done if you don't say amen, amen. There you go. Now you're smiling. Hey, listen to what I'm saying. His situation, he was lame. How about this? His situation, he was in Lodibar. How about that? Look at verse number 4 again. And the Bible says there, where is he? He's said to the king, behold, he's in the house of Makar, son of Meel, and Lodibar. Verse 3 said he was lame. Verse 4 says he was in Lodibar, place where he lived. Lodibar means a pastureless place. It means no grass. It means barren. It means wasteland. Can I say the ride up here yesterday was just beautiful? I'd never been through this part up through here. 81 is my driveway from Pennsylvania to Tennessee and all parts now that I've moved into a representative of Rock of Ages. Are you listening to me? I'm all over the place, from Florida to Pennsylvania over to Texas, amen. And it's growing beyond that, amen. How about what I'm saying? Listen, coming up that road right here, amen, the James Madison Highway, is that right? That's what that is. Boy, that was some of the most beautiful places I'd ever seen. Some of the most beautiful pastures I'd ever seen. I'm talking about green grassland. But can you imagine living in a place there is no grass, there is no grain? There is nothing there, a place called Lodibar. How about that? Lodibar. He said, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a place where there's no table. Amen. I'm talking about a place, listen, that's barren. I'm talking about a place that's dried up. Honey, I don't know where you're living at, but listen, I was there. And many times as a Christian, if I ain't careful, preacher, I'll get wandering, and I'll wander back down to Lodibar, down there where it's dry. Listen, why do we got to be so dry? Why do we got to have our life dried up and barren? Hey, God wants you to be fruitful. Somebody help me. God's wanting to do something with you. God's wanting to do something through you, no matter what your age is, no matter how old, how young, how pressed, whatever you got, it don't matter. What you got to do is bring yourself to Jesus. Amen. Ain't that right? Amen. Oh, amen. Preach on. I'll do it myself. Amen. I ain't ashamed to. Amen. But listen, what I'm saying, listen. Listen, this place called Lodibar. Listen to hear me well this morning. This is where he was hiding from the king. If you know your Bible much and you read the Bible, you know, understand that every time a new king come in, brother, it was their job to kill anybody that was a threat to the throne. Huh? Ain't that right? Boy, y'all came and listen. People came and they want to look at TV and soap operas and all that and find good stuff. Just read that Bible, so honey. It's chock full of that good stuff. Amen. I mean, listen here. King David's become a king, and listen, when he's become king, one of his things they just did it. They killed the old seed of the old king. Why? Because there was no threat to the throne. Amen. So by all means and all rights, Mephibosheth should have been killed. By all means and all rights, you and I don't deserve to live. Say amen right there. I know that's not politically correct, but I didn't come up in here to be political. Amen. I come up in here to preach. Sister said, are you the speaker today? I said, I'm not a speaker. I'm a preacher. Amen. I don't hang on the wall. Amen. Are you listening to me? And I was picking at her. She said, I like that. You're right. I'm going to like you. Amen. She said, somebody told me we better buckle up. Amen. I said, I don't know who said that. Amen. But listen, what I'm saying, listen, Lodibar. Hey, Lodibar was that place where old Mephibosheth was hiding. I wonder where your Lodibar is today. I wonder where you're hiding at today. I wonder what you're hiding behind today. Amen. You remember old Jacob there? Jacob went in and his daddy said, hey, you sound like Jacob, but you feel like Esau. You remember he deceived his daddy. He was hiding behind. Boy, there's some good preach right there that I've not done yet, but I'm going to sometime. He put the goat skin on him. Amen. He didn't have the lamb skin. Somebody help me right there. Boy, write that down, Miss Paula. Sometimes preaching comes while I'm preaching. You ever do that? Amen. Remind me of that. I'm going to preach on that. Amen. Hey, but what I'm saying, listen, he was trying to deceive his daddy. I wonder how many here this morning, if you ain't careful, you'll go down to a place called a Lodibar, amen, and you're going to hide from the king. Amen. We all do it. We've all got them hiding places. We've all got those things that we hide in our heart. I like this old song that we sing down our way. Is there a place in your heart that even you won't go? There's some things in there you don't want no one to know. Then he handed me that key with tears of love on his face. And he said, I want to make you clean. Let me in your secret place. Everybody's got a secret place. Everybody's got a Lodibar. Everybody's got something that they're hiding behind. Say amen right there. Amen. Ain't that right? Amen. Oh, but listen, old Mephibosheth down there at Lodibar, he's hiding. He's in a hiding place. And by all rights, he thinks the king's going to kill him. You remember when you was lost and undone? You thought God was going to kill you. You thought, listen, man, ain't no way God loves me. Amen. Oh, listen, he's hiding down there in Lodibar. No table, it's a wasteland. How about this? I want you to notice something else about this verse right here. And the Bible says, what Jesus said, where is he? And Ziba said unto his king, behold, he's in the house of Makar. Down, Makar, the son of Amiel, in Lodibar. Makar, and that got my attention, preacher. The house of Makar. His situation was he was lame. He was in Lodibar, but he had a landlord. Said, preacher, what are you talking about, a landlord? Hang on, hear me and hear me well. A landlord. House of Makar. Makar means salesman. It means to sell as merchandise. As a daughter in marriage sold into slavery. When I got to looking that name up, I thought, how in the world does this relate? And God turned a light on him. And honey, are you listening to me? Listen, the landlord is, he's in a place where he don't belong. He's living off somebody that's not his. He's a landlord. Can I tell you something? The devil is a mean landlord. I ain't trying to be mean. Some of y'all got rent houses. You know what I'm talking about. I must be the dumbest missionary that ever walked the planet Earth. Amen. I've been renting a house for 15 years. I'm a good renter. I fix everything and just tell them about it later, and they don't have to pay for nothing. Amen. Are you listening to me? Now, I got a good landlord. Don't get me wrong, because I know this on the internet, and she hears it, she'll get mad. I got a good landlord. Amen. Are you hearing me? Let me just say that. You got to be careful with social media now. Somebody's saying, I get pictures sent to me all the time preaching. Did you say this? Is this where you was at? And I'm like, how'd you know? Amen. But anyway, what I'm saying, listen, the landlord landlord. You know, the landlord, listen, let me say this. A landlord, he owns the property, not you. You see, Mephibosheth don't own where he's living. He's living off somebody else. And whatever Makar says to do, that's what he does. You remember when you was lost and undone, that landlord, the devil, he didn't own you, but you was paying the rent, amen. Are you listening to me? Whatever he said, that's what you done. You couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. Hey, listen, I'm glad when Jesus moves in. Honey, he sets up housekeeping. He starts doing some, I'm about to have fit right here. Hey, he starts doing some remodel work, amen. Ain't that right? Listen, when Jesus takes ownership, he don't say, hey, you're on. You know what I'm talking about, amen. Y'all have seen them. You've seen them on TV and things like that. You've heard about them, people that called them the landlord, and they just let them live there, and they wouldn't fix nothing. You remember the devil? He ain't never fixed nothing for you. He didn't fix your marriage. He didn't fix your life. He couldn't fix you, and all you done was paid the rent while you stayed there. But along came a king.
Amen.
Hey, man. Along came a king. And when he purchased you and bought you, he brought you out and started remodeling. I remember the first thing he remodeled on me was my speech. I was talking about it down in Sunday school. Are you listening to me? I had a foul mouth. I had a bad mouth. I had a wicked mouth. Are you listening to me? And God saved me and started working on my mouth. Amen. And he cleaned it up. Amen. Then he started on my ears. He cleaned my ears up. Say amen right there. Used to listen to AC/DC and all that trash. Amen. I can't stand that stuff no more. Amen. Hey, used to drink Michelob Ultras and Bud Dummers. Say amen right there. And I don't have a taste for it no more. Amen. Amen. Ain't that right? You know how God done you. Amen. When he set up housekeeping, that landlord. Listen. Makar means, I told you, sold into slavery. Listen. Your landlord, the devil, he will merchandise you and market you. Huh? He'll put you on display for the world. That's all that's going on now in our society. It's just too many of them got the wrong landlord. Amen. God don't want to be your landlord. God wants to be the owner of the house. Say amen right there. I'm glad he owns the house. Amen. I'm glad he purchased the house. Somebody help me right there. Amen. Hey, listen. What I'm saying, eating at the king's table. Number one, we notice his situation. Number two, watch this. He was sent for. Amen. He was sent for. Preacher, what are you talking about? Look at verse number five. Verse number five says, then, after all that, then, aren't you glad for the little words in the Bible? I love preaching. I love preaching. Brother Jim, I love preaching, and I love the little words in the Bible. And, but, and all them things. Amen. Why? Because that's on my level. I can understand it. I can give you some big stuff. I've been to Bible college. Amen. I can give you some big words, but I ain't going to do you no good. I'm going to get down here listen, let me say this. Sheep eat low, not, amen. Sheep got to get down here in the grass and eat, amen. I'm not up here feeding giraffes, amen, right there, amen. Hey, we're sheep, amen. He said, then King David sent. Aren't you glad for the day that King Jesus sent for you, amen? I wasn't looking for him. But he was looking for me. I wasn't looking for getting saved that day, but he was looking to save me. Amen. Are you with me this morning? Then King David sent. Aren't you glad for the day that Jesus sent for you? Even though you was in, I'm about to have fit up in here, whether y'all are or not, amen. I'm going to have church, amen. I'm going to have a one-day camp meeting right here, amen. You might not have ever asked me to come back because pressure's on. Preacher done said if I ain't no good, they're going to blame Brother Jim, amen. Hey, but listen, it don't matter. I'm God's man, amen. I'm trying to help you down there in Lodibar, down there with that landlord, down there lame. Aren't you glad that Jesus sent for you, amen? He sent for you. The preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about Mephibosheth eating at the king's table, the table of grace. You've been sent for this morning. Amen. Amen. He was fetched. Look at verse number 5 again. Bible said, then King David sent and fetched. I like that word right there. Fetched him out of the house of Makar and the son of Amiel from Lodibar. He fetched him. Took him out. Amen. That word fetched, you're going to listen, this will blow you away. This just blessed my heart. Amen. It means to take. It means to accept. It means to bring. It means to buy. It means to draw. It means to win. Don't do nothing for y'all. Listen to what I'm saying. King David come and fetch. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad for the day that Jesus fetched for you? Amen. You say, preacher, what time? The day that he, that he took you, the day that he accepted you. He didn't tell Mephibosheth, hey, you need to go clean up first. He didn't tell Mephibosheth, hey, go down there and get you some prosthetic legs and all that right there. No, honey. He took him just as he was. I don't understand why God would want somebody like me. Do y'all understand why God would want somebody like you? You see, in our mind, before we got saved, we thought we had to do this. God said, but God commended his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Commendeth is a word that means demonstrate. Are you listening to me this morning? It's kind of like this right here. Have you ever had a vacuum cleaner salesman come to your house? Somebody's had them, amen. I have too. That joker came one time and came to my house, brother, 20-some years ago. I said, no, I'm not buying a Kirby. Amen. I ain't doing it. Back then, it was 26 years ago. It was $1,500, amen. He said, this Kirby, it'll pull itself. I said, it better mow the yard for that price. He said it does this and it does that. And my wife keeps a clean house, honey. I'm telling you, my wife's OCD. She don't want me saying no. She's got some issues and good ones, I mean, okay? She's a clean fanatic. She don't like germs. And, man, the house is immaculate clean. Amen. Are you listening to me? She's outside with a water hose, a fire hose spraying me off when I come back from prison and defumigate. Hey, but what I'm saying, listen. What sold her, the reason I bought that Kirby is that guy took a cup of dirt and throwed it on the floor. And I'm like, no, you just didn't throw dirt in Miss Paula's floor. You about to get a whooping. I don't even throw dirt in. We vacuumed it up. That's okay. That's, you know, it's supposed to do that. But then he asked her, he said, I'll never forget this. He said, when did you clean house last? She said, well, this morning I vacuumed the floors. Why? He said, where did you vacuum? She said, right here. Then he took that Kirby and went back over what she vacuumed. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Any vacuum cleaner salesman in here, I don't like you. Amen. I'm picking. And he took that piece of paper and he showed her and said, now look at all the dirt that came out. Because he did say, he said, most time a house ain't this clean. But here's what I'm trying to say. Demonstrate God commended his love toward us while we were yet sin. God commended his love. A vacuum cleaner salesman, the dirtier the house, the better. Are you hearing me? If that house is dirty, then he can show you how good and clean it up. God's the same way. Commended his love toward us and why we were yet sinners. So many people get it in their head, they got to clean up, join church, get baptized. All that's byproducts. Are you hearing me this morning? Amen. The king fetched him. The king went and got him like he was and said, hey, I got a table I want you to sit at. Ain't you glad? Good. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad this morning there's a table that you can sit at this morning? Amen. Hang on, I'm going somewhere. I'm afraid to look at my watch. Afraid it's 2 o'clock. It's not. I'm doing good. Amen. They didn't tell me what time to be done, so we're going to preach on. Amen. Means to buy, win, accept. Ain't you glad the day that Jesus accepted you? Aren't you glad for the day he brought you, he bought you, he drew you, and he won you? I'm glad he won my heart. Listen, out of the house, the family, the house, the place, the dungeon, the prison. That's what that word house means. Listen to this right here. This will get you to fetch him out of the house of Makar. Out of the house. So what kind of house was it? It was it's where this family dwelt. The meaning progresses. It means dungeon. How about that? It means prison. And this one got me, preacher. It means web.
like a spider's web. But I thought, you know what? This Bible's real. This Bible is alive. If that word house meant web, and back then they thought spider web, here it is, 2023. There's another web that people get tangled up in. Somebody help me right there. It's called the interweb, the internet. Amen. You can get tied up in that web and get on some stuff you ain't supposed to be on, honey. Amen. Now listen, I know where I'm at. I know y'all good Baptists up here in Warrington. I know y'all, nobody in here, this church, ever had a problem with something on the internet. But I promise you, somebody somewhere along the line has got tangled up in something on that web that you shouldn't be in. You didn't think I was going there, but I'm going, amen. There's a prison in Pennsylvania we preach at. It's called a predator's prison. It's a federal prison, preacher. And what it is, these guys, they're called clickers. And I'm like, what's a clicker? I mean, I'm just a dumb country, but what's a clicker? They said these guys get in trouble on the internet and they get in on a sting from the federal government, and they said they get caught for stupid things and sexual things and ungodly things on the internet. And they're pulling time. Some of them a long time. This will blow your mind. Some of them's preachers. Some of them's Sunday school teachers. Some of them's church members. Getting quiet now, ain't it? Some of them just good old boys and girls that just got hung up in the web. I wasn't going to say nothing about that, but the Holy Ghost said say something about it. Amen. Are you with me this morning? I'm telling you, friend, listen, but he said, hey, God is fetching you this morning. He said, go get him. Go get him. Ziba here is a type of Holy Spirit. Not over in chapter 16, he's not, but right here he would be. You say, amen, amen. Listen, why? Because he said, fetch him. Aren't you glad for the day that God said to the Holy Ghost, go fetch him, amen. Go get him. Go get her, amen. Hey, listen, to get out of Lodibar, the king had to get him away from the landlord. Fetch him, get him out of that mess. Get him out of that mess. Thank God for the day he brought me out, amen. Are you with me, amen? How about this? Listen, he fell on his face. Oh, listen, he sent for him. Hey, listen, he sent for him. He fetched him. Then he fell on his face. Verse number 6, the Bible said, now, when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, now we're going somewhere, just hang on, son of Saul was come to David. He fell on his face and did reverence. And David said to Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold, thy servant. He fell on his face. He did and did reverence. This means to humble. And what was the Sunday school class about again? Worship. That's what this means, to reverence and to worship. See, Mephibosheth, listen, he's got nothing to lose. He could be dying. He knows this king could cut his head off at any time. Good night. I'm about to have fit and blow out. Y'all don't see things in the Bible like I do, amen. Y'all act like them people up north. I preach on something, they're like, yeah, that's good. Where you been? Amen. Down south, we tell people, hey, did you see this verse? Man, that's good. Wow, we have camp meeting on one word. Amen. am I right, sis? Amen. She's amen. I'm drawing off this, sister. That's why I'm coming over this way. Amen. I love you, sis. I'm taking you back to North Carolina. Amen. Amen. Hey, but what I'm saying, listen, I'm trying to help you. Amen. Listen. He fell on his face. He did humble himself, and he worshiped him. He had nothing else to lose. He thought, well, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die worshiping. Amen. Hey, if I'm going to die this morning, I'm going to die worshiping God. Somebody said, ain't you afraid? You have a heart attack in the pulpit. So what if I do? Kick me to the side. Miss Paula might not like it, amen. But that's all right, amen. Somebody get her back to Mount Airy. But what I'm saying, it'll be all right, amen. Hey, listen, what I'm saying, listen, he fell on his face. When's the last time you fell on your face and you did reverence and you worshiped the king? When's the last time you came to an old-fashioned altar and you just said, God, here I am. I'm not going to ask you for nothing, Brother Tom. I just want to worship you and thank you. Brother, you was telling me downstairs that your boy just came off a mission trip. Hallelujah. I wish I could tell you my oldest boy just come off a mission trip for God. But no, he ain't living right. He's on them mission trips for the devil. Amen. He's not living right, not doing. Are you listening to me? Amen. I'm just trying. When's the last time that we just fell down and worshiped him?
Just thanked him for who he is. And listen, what he's already done. Maybe sometimes the reason we don't get any more, we've not thanked him for what he's already done. Amen. Oh, we ought to thank him. We ought to praise him. Amen. Oh, listen. Behold thy servants, what he said. Mephibosheth submitted to the king. That's where our problem at in the church. We ain't submitted to the king. We're submitted to everything else. We're submitted to our job. We're submitted to a sports team. We're submitted to television. We're submitted to the internet. We're submitted to the phones. Amen. Amen. Ain't that right? Amen. Oh, I'm trying to help you. Amen. Listen. Hey, listen. He fell on his face. There's something about old time, old fashioned worship that still works. Still works. How about this? He favored him. Look at verse number 7, verse number 8. We're going somewhere. Just hang on. David said unto him, fear not. See, this is why he bowed down worshiping. He thought, well, I'm going to die. He said, I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore, amen, thee of the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. Look at verse number 8 in the Bible. Said, when he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? Oh, listen, listen, this is the place for you. There's a place, can I tell you? There's a place at the king's table. He said, behold thy servant. And King David said, I'm going to restore everything to you. And there's a place for you at my table. Place for you. That don't do nothing for y'all. Hang on, we're going somewhere. It's going to get you in just a minute. Hang on, I got an illustration here in just a second. Hang on. Then he said, a dead dog as I am. Here's what Mephibosheth is saying. That dead dog is something that will not and cannot function. It means worthless. It means outcast. Mephibosheth said, King, I'm an outcast. I'm worthless. Church, look up here at me. Y'all ever feel like that? If you ever get to the point or the place you think that you're doing it, and you're God's gift. Boy, I like them preachers that think they got it all figured out. Don't you? They know when to get you up, and they know how to. You know, if there was other preachers here, they'd done had y'all jumping up and shouting, even though you might not do that. Amen. They know how to. It's kind of like singers. Remember, I used to sing in a barbershop quartet. You can't imagine that, but it was in high school. Amen. I knew the decrescendos and the crescendo. Brothers, anything you can't do, you was impressing me. Leading the singing, hallelujah. I want to preach like you lead singing. Amen. Like he's fighting bees up there. Amen. And then he got over on the panner, amen, and just made that thing talk, amen. We was in the basement in a teen Sunday school class, and that young man got on that piano. My wife said, listen to him. Boy, that's awesome. That's good. Well, he quit playing and done something like that, and the music kept playing. I said, that wasn't him playing. We was hearing the piano up here. That's the way some of you are. You're doing the motions, amen. You're doing the motions, but somebody else is doing it, amen. Oh, listen, what I'm saying, listen, if ever there's a place for you, aren't you glad there's a place for you? But he said, I'm a dead dog. I'm an outcast. He said, I can't do nothing for you, King. He said, I can't even earn my seat. There's nothing I can do for you. But it was the king's kindness, his mercy, verse number 7, that was he was able to sit at the table. Remember I told you the first part, he said that I may show him kindness, mercy. It's because of the mercy of God that we're here this morning. It's because of the mercy of God we get to sit in the heavenly places, amen. Some of you seasoned saints know what I'm talking about. You've seen it down through the years. You've seen God bless and you've seen God move. But there's a generation that don't know the power of God now. I didn't know Ron Garris. Never met him. You did. I was surprised how much he knew about him and knew him as a close friend to him. I don't know him. I didn't know him. I didn't know Rock of Ages back then. But I do now. And I'm part of it. Now, here's what I've been telling people all across this land. Listen, this is 2023, honey. This is our church age. Huh? All the Harold Seitlers, all the Billy Kelly's, all the Maze Jackson's, all the big names, all them are gone. They're gone, honey. I ain't trying to be mean. This is our church now. What are we doing with it?
I want people to know the power of God. But boy, preacher, something strange. Did God say not to be, didn't he say be peculiar people? Christian people, preachers, Brother Jim, are supposed to be different. It's not that I'm trying. This is who I is. Ask my wife. I'm this way all the time. Amen. I usually kick my leg up on the pulpit, but I can't this morning because I'm just too tired. Amen. The older you get, I used to jump up pews and run the back of them. I can't do it no more. Well, I'm getting older. Amen. Preacher, I just don't believe in stuff like that right there, amen. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. When it got on with God, you remember when it got on with God. Say amen right there. Amen. You know when God got in it, it made strange. You went away and you said, we never seen it on this fashion. Amen. You know why? Because somebody done pulled into the king's table. And it was by his, you ever been in a service where testimonies broke out? I ain't talking about one of them that broke out and you just, glad your aunt's uncle's sister's big toe ain't got ingrown toenails no more. Am I right, preacher? I'm trying to help you, right? We ain't talk, but I'm trying to help you. I've been in them. I pastored for about 7 years, amen. Got a t-shirt and ain't going back, amen. I'm a missionary evangelist. Are you hearing me, amen? I'm a dive bomb preacher. Drop in, get a load, drop it, and get out, amen. Try not to make too much of a mess, amen. Are you listening to me? I'm just trying to help you. Hey, to understand that we need God. We got a place at the table, and he's wanting to show us mercy, and he's wanting to show us kindness, amen. Sitting at the table of grace, his situation he was sent for. But last of all, I love this part. He was seated. Huh? Preacher, what's that God do? Just hang on a minute. Seated. Look at verse number 7 again. I was saying, David said to him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness of Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore all the land of Saul thy father, that thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. Can I say he was seated at a spread table? Look at verse number 10. And the Bible said, and therefore thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him. Thou shalt bring in the fruits, and the master's son may feed, may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread alway at my table. It's a spread table. The king had it prepared continually and always. Has there ever been a time you come to church, you didn't get what you needed? If it was, it's because you wasn't looking. Are y'all like I am? Yesterday they took me to eat. My wife knows how I am. I'm the world's worst one. Don't ask a double-minded man. Now, I'm not talking about the double-mindedness in James, okay? I know my faith. I know whom I believe, amen. Are you listening to me? But I'm just talking about sometimes I just can't make my mind up about things. Brother Jim's getting shrimp and steak, and preacher's getting salmon. I'm like, I'm torn. I'm getting a steak. But then when I heard them, I'm like, you ever do that? You want what other people got? You hear it, amen? Do you ever go to the refrigerator and you just stand there? Do you ever go to the cabinet where all the snacks are, like at my house? We got one cabinet, and I just go there and look. My wife said, every time I go, brother, every time I go, my wife offends me. Every time I go to that cabinet, that refrigerator, she said, are you hungry? No. What's that got to do with eating? Who said you had to be hungry to eat? Come on, am I right about it? I mean, hey, it's a habit with me. I go to that cabinet, just open it up, and I don't know what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on something to jump out at me, man. There's Little Debbie snack cakes. There's Ritz crackers. There's peanut butter. All good stuff, man. There's a granola. There's a little fruit cup somebody gave me about 3 months ago, and I will not eat them. Amen. I do not like them, but I think I'll eat them sometimes. You need to throw them away. I just go ahead and tell you that. Amen. Are you with me? Y'all ain't like that, are you? I know you ain't like that, man. But sometimes you just can't make your mind. You think, man, you ever been to the refrigerator and be food in there? You say, man, we ain't got nothing. Oh my goodness, anybody suggest we go to McDonald's, I'm gonna whoop you, amen. I can't stand McDonald's. My boys was McDonald gurus. We got stock in McDonald's because of them, amen. My littlest is 28, preacher, when he saw them golden arches, McDonald's, 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 amen. Flipped out, amen. My other one eat chicken nuggets till he was 17 years old and finally figured out that stuff about to kill him, amen. Are you with me? If you say you're going to take me to McDonald's, I'm going to say I'm going to pass on. I'd have to be very, very hungry to eat McDonald's. Say amen right there. Even though when somebody else gets it, Brother Jim pulls in, he gets some fries. Why is it we want his fries? Are y'all the same way? And by the way, have you ever dropped one of them fries? I had one in my truck. It'd been in there 2 years. It was under the seat. Are you hearing me? I was cleaning my truck out, and my dog went up. I thought, well, he eats all the crumbs. He looked at it, and he turned his nose up and run. I mean, it didn't even have mold on it. Are you hearing me? That stuff won't even rot, and we're eating that stuff. Amen. Preacher, what's that got to do with the king's table? I'm just telling you, at the king's table, it's always, it's always fresh. Amen. It's always got something for you. There's always something at the house of God. Hey, there's always something that you need down at the king's table. Somebody help me right there. Amen. You know, when the king spreads a table, there's always something there for you. You remember going to grandma's? Man, we don't even have that nowadays. Y'all remember going, man, I had a grandma. You go to her house, you're going to eat. There's nothing on the table, but by the time you walk in grandma's house, the table's spread. She's got cat head biscuits. But why is it that generation could make biscuits out of anything, couldn't they? And still can, probably can't you? Cat head, I'm talking about they put water and flour together, make some kind of pone bread. I mean, they can make biscuits out of anything. And nowadays, we can't even do that can thing, whop it over it. Man, it blows up. I'm trying to help you, man. And you go to grandma, she'd have some kind of meat that had sausage, or they had ham that morning, or she got some tenderloin, or she got something she fixed, some fried chicken. Always had something. You know what I'm talking about. Didn't y'all have that kind of grandma and grandpa? Amen. You go to their house, you're going to get some good milk. Boy, I might preach on. Hey, man, I'm getting hungry. Y'all getting hungry now? Y'all done turned me off thinking about eating. Amen. Hang on just a minute. It was a special table. Listen, it was a spread table. King had it prepared always. Bread. There's bread at it. He said he eat bread always. Verse number 10, eat bread always. Bread means to overcome. Aren't you glad God's got some things that'll help you overcome? Amen. And he said, bring forth fruits. Look at verse 10. He told the king, he told us, I said, therefore thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, thou shalt bring in the fruits. Another message, but I ain't got time to tell you about it. But here, this is what blows me away. See, if Ziba here is the type of the Holy Ghost, he told him to take his sons and his servants and till the ground and bring forth fruits. Isn't there a verse in Galatians that talks about fruit? Amen. Who brings that fruit out of a Christian? Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That means it ain't you. That means if the God of heaven's in you and you're letting the Holy Ghost plow and plant inside of you, there's going to be some fruit that comes out that you just can't help it. Amen. Love, joy, the peace. God's working on me on that one, amen. Sometimes I know y'all perfect, but sometimes the peace thing, sometimes ain't no peace. Amen, come on now, somebody help me. I know you got all nine of the fruit. You just bubbling over and you're just super Christian with a big S, amen. I'm trying to help you this morning. Listen, he was seated. It was a spread table. It was a son's table. Look at verse number 11. I'm almost done. Said, then said Ziba unto the king, according to all thy Lord hath king hath commanded his servant, thou shalt thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, he said unto the king, thou shalt eat at my table as one of the king's sons. As one of the king's sons. He's family. Y'all can get that. That's what David's saying about Mephibosheth. Said he's sitting with my sons, he's family. What's that song? I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Amen. You know, when I walked in this place, I said, I'm at home. Never been here before, but I'm at home. You know why? Because you're family. That's how God works. When you pull up under the seat, under his table, under the king's table, you're family. There's been people at my house, ain't no fellowship. I'm just telling you, I got kin people. When they come to our house, they just, it's different. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's just different. You're like, okay, yeah. You talk to them, you're like, I can't wait till they leave. I'm not trying to be mean. But they just something there that ain't right. But then you get somebody that's a Christian come into your home, and 3-4 hours has done passed. You've had a good time, fellowship, and you're like, man, you've been here that, am I right about it? Somebody help me right there, amen. The reason it's like that is because you're family, amen.
Family of God. How about this? Listen, the king's sons is not only, listen, only his kin sits at the table. Only the kin and the closest companions sit at the king's table. I don't do nothing for y'all. That means communion with the father, communion with the king. Here's Mephibosheth sitting at the king's table. Now, last of all, I want to say this. It was a special table. Verse 13, watch this. Now, this kind of gets me at first. It says, so Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both feet. Now, if I was writing the Bible, I wouldn't have put that in there. I'd have left off lame on both feet. And I thought, God, why would you? I thought, when I studied this out, brother, I thought, man, what a message. Sitting at the king's table. Can I borrow a chair right here? Watch this. And I thought, man, that's awesome. Preach on the king's table. Now, I'll put it back. I'm not going to tear it up, okay? And I am going to take my coat off. Will that be okay? Because you got to get this. Can everybody see? Well, we'll get up closer. Amen. I'll fall off right there, but that's all right. Let me put it back down here. Amen. I want everybody to see this. Maybe you can see this right here. You're sitting at the king's table, and the Bible said he was lame on his feet. Follow me. I preached all this time to get to this one thing right here. He's sitting at the table, and the Bible said he was lame on both feet. Watch this. If I'm lame on both feet, I'm about to have fit right here. Camp meeting, I feel it coming on. Amen. Whoa, amen. I'll come back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock if you want me to. No, I'm just picking. Amen. He said, you ain't never coming, but I'm picking. You remember, he's lame on both feet. He can't walk. But he's seated. And that table, he's hiding all his lameness. You see, I felt the Holy Ghost. I felt the breeze right there, and it wasn't an air conditioner. Amen. He's sitting same eye level as generals. Probably Joab, all them. I don't know who all, I don't know who all's there. But when the king set a table, all the high up dignitaries, not regular army people came, but all his high ups came. His sons came. He's sitting there with Amnon. He's sitting there with Absalom. All here is Mephibosheth. Yeah. You're getting it. He's crippled. He can't walk. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want you to see my lameness. I don't want you to see my problems in my life. I don't want you to see all the things that's wrong with me. But if I'm sitting at the king's table. And I went ahead and studied this out further. Matter of fact, I'm picturing it like nowadays. You know, a tablecloth, it hides. That's a table of grace. That is a table of grace. Preacher, I studied into it a little bit deeper. That's good preaching for nowadays and for us, but according to Jewish customs, this will get you right here. They didn't set at a table. Their table. You remember Psalms 23, he said, thou preparest the table before me in presence of my enemies. He done a square circle, staff, rod, sling, and the script. He placed them in four corners. And he placed that sheep. It wasn't a real table. What it was figuratively. He set him in the middle, that sheep that's hurt. Are you with me? Amen. And he said, set right there. I said, I'm going to protect you. Any of y'all other sheep come in here and hurt this sheep, I'm going to hurt you. Are you with me? That's the good shepherd. But the table in Jewish customs, I ain't going to do it because I can't get out of the floor. But everybody sat on the floor. That means the ground's level at the foot of the cross. Amen. Are you with me this morning? I'm just telling you. If you're saved by the grace of God, you're sitting at the king's table. Brother, you got up and sung a fine. Man, that was awesome singing. But I bet you got some lameness in your life. I ain't trying to be, amen. You probably got some things. You're probably saying, preacher, just get off me. Going song. We got things in our life that we don't want nobody to know. And we'll let that stuff hinder us from enjoying what we got the king's table. You might be sitting here this morning, you're lame, you're lost. You're still down there in Lodibar. You're still down there with the landlord. Are you listening to me? You ain't never asked God to come into your heart. You ain't never been saved.
You're hiding down low. Are you with me? Amen. God said, where is he? I want him. Fetch him. And that Holy Ghost of God's thumping your heart. Amen. Preacher, now, boy, that sure is a lot of feely stuff. Yeah, just leave me alone. I got a problem. I'm severely extroverted. Amen. I'm talking about severely. She's severely introverted. Amen. That's why we get along. Amen. Are you with me? I'm trying to help you. You're sitting here, you're hiding, and God said, where is it? How about this? Maybe you are saved, but you just ain't realize you're sitting at the table of grace. We're going to go down here in just a moment and eat at a table. We're going to sit down. Everybody's welcome down here. Am I right? Am I right, preacher? Everybody here is welcome. Nobody's going to be turned away. You'll be brought. You'll be accepted. Hopefully, you'll be won. But what I'm saying this morning, there's a table spread. And it's a special table. I don't know about you, but you might have some lameness. You might have some hurt, some hindrances, some heartaches in your life. You don't want nobody to know. If you're seated at the table. Oh, by the way, I didn't tell you this. In that day, reminds me of the marriage supper of the Lamb. We always think of a table like this. It's a person at the head, this and this, and, you know, different table. There's going to be one table. It's going to be a big old round table. So everywhere everybody's seated, I ain't going to be, if me and Brother Jim, I hope we do, brother. I hope me in heaven, me and you don't. I hope me and you get set together. You done knew where I was going. Go ahead. I hope we get set together. I hope me and Brother Jim, I hope we get some Holy Ghost chicken. Amen. I hope we get some of that Holy Ghost shrimp he's eating yesterday. I don't know what we're going to eat the marriage supper. Probably going to be lamb. Say amen right there. But me and him ain't going to be sitting there and say, Jim, you know, it was pretty rough down on earth. No. We're going to be seated in a way, every one of us, to where we're all looking at him. I don't do nothing for you this morning. It ought to. When's the last time you fell down and worshiped him? When's the last time you reverenced him? When's the last time you thanked him for something he's done in your life? Let's all bow our heads, stand our feet.